I'm literally so over getting my time wasted, just in general, with people, with job, just everything.
Welcome to the Awkward Mom Stage Podcast. Grab yourself a glass of water or wine, whichever suits your day, and get ready, because the Awkward Mom Stage starts now.
My dogs are so cute when they're sleeping, especially my tiny troublemaker Blue. I know for a fact that my ADHD works against me hard because I really try and learn and read and focus and pay attention, and then I just be trailing off trying to like skim read, and it just never works out for me. I have like the worst heartburn. It is diabolical. Anyway, hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, hi, hello, welcome. I'm Shantaya and I'm so glad you're here. Today we're just chatting about internet bullshit, my random thoughts, and delving into the delicate balance between productivity, organization, and the ever-trending that girl phenomenon. I'm back to recording. It's been a few weeks. My podcast network switched some systems and things, so I wanted to make sure that like all of that was in place before I got new episodes up. I'm hoping everything is good to go now. Hopefully this posts like it should and everything else. I'm still kind of learning and like navigating all the new stuff, so we shall see how everything goes with that, but let's just hope for the best. There's this influencer, her name is Nara Aziza, I think is how you say her name. Hopefully I'm saying that right. But she's like hella popular on TikTok and online now in general, I would say, because I see her videos shared like in Facebook groups now that I'm in. So I'm sure if you've been on the internet and you've at least heard of her or like come across her, even if you didn't know it was her necessarily, I'm sure you've come across her like maybe on accident or whatever. But her life is so fascinating to me because people either love her or hate her, and I mean that like so literally. It's one extreme or the other. Like, she's pretty, she's a model, she's married to a male model, she's a mom of two, and she's currently pregnant with her third, about to give birth soon. Because I saw a video, I think she was like a few weeks ahead of me, actually probably more than a few weeks ahead of me, excuse me, because she was like 30 something weeks pregnant when I like came across her TikTok. Or maybe she already had the baby, I don't know, because I don't watch people's lives that closely, really. And I actually was someone who also accidentally stumbled upon her page on TikTok when I was just like doom scrolling one day or whatever. But she loves to cook or whatever. She loves to cook and, you know, make things from scratch. I think her husband is a Mormon or like likes to follow the Mormon guideline, I don't know, something like that. But he loves Jesus or whatever, so does she. And but she really doesn't talk about religion. She like touches on it. I believe I've seen a TikTok or two where she said that she was still figuring out her religion and whatnot. But like I said, people either love her or they hate her, man. She makes shit from scratch, and when I say from scratch, like legit bread, butter, ice cream. She cooks roasts, like all the things, because she loves to cook. And me, even though I do it and I'm married and I'm, you know, I have kids, I'm a stay-at-home mom right now because I'm not actively working and all that jazz, I fucking hate cooking. It is not fun for me. I will never be top chef. I will never love to cook. I can follow a recipe, I know how to cook some stuff, but that does not mean that I love it. It's never gonna happen, you know what I mean? I just don't want to do it. Like, when I get rich, one of the first things I will do probably is get somebody to cook a majority of the meals, because your girl don't love it. I don't love it. I love to eat, I love eating, but I absolutely do not like cooking. at all. So, yeah, it's just not for me. It's probably why I love my crock pots and my Instapot and all that jazz, because, you know, it's less time that I have to actively spend cooking in the kitchen. But anyway, I don't love it, but Nara does, okay? Now, I've never heard or seen her make a video like, this is what you need to do, this is how you need to be, you know, the perfect wife, this is what you should be doing for your man and your children, whatever. Usually when she posts a video, it's like a video of her like, oh, this is what I eat in a day as a pregnant mom who loves to cook or whatever. It's her stating what she loves to do and doing the thing that she loves, you know? But people online have posted like whole dissertations about how she's like spreading trad wife life propaganda, which I'm like, are y'all dumb? Like, because first of all, she's not a trad wife, because the woman has a career. She's actively pursuing it still and like doing it. She's a model, and she's like, also, she's just a mom. She's married and she loves to cook and be a homemaker. Like, so what? That doesn't mean that you're a trad wife because you love to cook, you know what I mean? And because you're doing stuff from scratch, which, you know, is perfectly fine. That fits her lifestyle and her personality. But people are so bothered by the shit other people do that they will internalize any damn thing. Won't they? Like, damn, why a woman can't love to cook and make shit from scratch and take care of her family without you bitching about the fact that she's spreading trad wife propaganda? She's not saying that everybody has to do it. She's just saying that this is what I like to do. This is what I enjoy doing, you know? Like, why don't you focus on the ones who are steady screaming that trad wife life and all that is the only way? Women only belong in the kitchen or serving a man or whatever, and his offspring, and feminism is ruining all that, when realistically feminism was quite literally created so your ass could have an option, so you could choose what you wanted to do. You know, if you want to be an adult dependent, because if you are depending solely on the income of your man, your partner, whatever, and you are not bringing in an income, your bills being paid solely depends on your partner working, babe, you're an adult dependent. But, you know, whatever. You have that right. If you want to have a career and don't want kids, you have that right. If you want a career but you still want a family, you have that right. Literally, that's what feminism actually is. It's the right to choose what kind of life you want. Because back in the day, there was no choice, bitch. Like, it was, you're a woman, so you're gonna get married, you're gonna have some kids, you don't get to vote, you don't get to have a bank account, you don't get to have a job, and you don't get to have a say unless there's a man involved. You know what I'm saying? And he approves. But it's like they get so triggered and angry when a woman is literally just doing what she wants and minding her business if it involves her taking care of her family. Like, if she chooses to cater to a man, or chooses to be a stay-at-home mom, or chooses to hand-make everything, like, whatever, then it's, like, an immediate issue. It's, like, this is not what feminism is all about. It's, like, actually, it is. Like, if that's what she's choosing to do, she's literally, even the ones that don't understand that, like, feminism is not here to like stop you from being a trad wife if that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, feminism is literally just you being able to have the option of, if you don't want that, then you don't have to have it. You know what I mean? You don't have to do it. But whatever. She likes to cook and clean and do wife shit. Let her. Like, she's not asking anyone else to live the life she does. She's just showing what her life looks like and what she likes to do, which, so what? Also, she's rich, man. Like, people get so triggered when financially well-off women are showcasing what their lives look like. And it's like, what do you want them to do? Not live their lives? Like, not live how they live because you don't live that way, or because you don't want to live that way, or because you feel like she should? Like, what are these people supposed to do? Like, if that's what they want to do, and they're financially well off enough to do it, then, you know, that's just life. That's just how, this is how the cookie crumbles. Like, just because there's people that aren't financially well off, that doesn't mean that others are supposed to, like, live that way or live in hiding or hide their lives to feel, like, equal or whatever. Now, if they are saying things like, this is the only way, and anyone who doesn't live like this is beneath me or whatever, sure, be pissed, be upset, you know, be like, everybody don't live that way, blah, 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 whatever. But I see people all the time hooting and hollering about someone and how they're living and how they're out of touch and there are people starving. Babe, even if I myself was starving, guess what? I would not expect someone else who doesn't know me, will probably never meet me or run into me, and even if they did, I wouldn't expect them to change their life to adjust it to make me feel better about my living situation, because it doesn't make sense. Like, everyone is not the same, first of all, and I can't be upset with someone who was either born into privilege or someone who worked hard and, you know, became financially well off. Like, that has nothing to do with me. I either can work hard to, you know, try and achieve whatever it is that I'm trying to achieve, or I can try and better my current situation. But me being upset with someone else's financial situation, like, that makes no sense and changes absolutely nothing. You know, the only time that people should be upset or up in arms as if they're, like, genuinely just being like, oh, I have this and you don't, blah, 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 like, you know, then, okay, fine, like I said, be upset, but otherwise, what are you doing? Like, either focus on bettering your situation so that you can have whatever it is that those people have that you're upset that they have, or work to get the money so that you can give it to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you're insinuating that these people should do. Because otherwise, it makes no sense. And you're literally just complaining to complain because you're mad at someone else's current situation. Also, it's like, you don't know what those people are doing. They could be donating to the masses, helping out at shelters, fostering someone, literally anything, and they just don't say anything about it, because I never understand, like, doing charity to tell people anyway. So you realistically don't know what those people are doing. They could be taking care of a less fortunate family members, or, like, sick family member. You have no idea. So you just seeing that they have some sort of privilege, or that they are living in a way that you are not, or that you cannot fathom, that has nothing to do with them. Like, there's nothing they can do about that. And again, unless they are genuinely like, oh, you have to live this way, or you have to do this, or whatever, then let them live. Like, what are they supposed to do? Just not live the way that they want to live? That's so stupid. You don't know them because you aren't them. There was literally a girl online that, when I was on there, once again, doom scrolling, because you know, I do it often, but there was a girl online the other day, and she was getting hate for, like, the things that she owns and purchases. I think she, I don't know, bought some for her dogs or something, and people were just like, oh my god, consumerism, I can't believe, oh, there's people starving. And it's like, okay, yeah, I know, because I was one of them. She, like, in fact, did not grow up rich. She was very poor at one point, and she worked hard, built a business on her own without any financial backing or generational wealth or whatever, and now she's financially well off, and so she's living her life. But people always throw out that, oh, it must be nice to be rich, people are starving. And she's like, I know, I used to be one of them. Like, people are so focused on being pissed at strangers for their lives instead of just minding their own business. It is insane. Like, I really just don't get it. And it's always, there's always those people that are like, oh, well, if you post it on social media, then you need to be prepared to have, no, bitch, like, stop trying to excuse you being an annoying ass, crotchety ass bitch, okay? Just say that you wanted to be rude and mean, and you wanted to have something snarky to say, and you wanted to be able to post it somewhere. You wanted to be able to give your snark and your shitty attitude to someone, and the people around you aren't trying to listen to it, and half the time it will never come out of your mouth in person. So of course you're going to be a keyboard warrior. Like, why not? Like, no one's ever going to know who you are, Tabitha, you know what I mean? So, like, keyboard warrior all you want, and then defend it by being like, oh, well, you posted it on a public platform. It's like, I mean, technically I posted this on my page about my life, so, you know, if you don't like my life, then just don't follow it. Like, no one's holding a gun to your head and, like, forcing you to watch the video. If it pops up in your algorithm, you know what you do? Scroll or block. Why? Because if you comment, which is how I know that half the time these people just genuinely want attention, and it doesn't matter if it's negative or positive attention. As long as they're getting attention, they don't care. They just want to, you know, spew whatever they're spewing, and they just want that attention. So they're like, oh, you know, they'll say whatever, but realistically, they just don't have anyone else to talk to. You know what I mean? And they want that attention, whether it's negative or positive, because otherwise, and they also, half of them don't even know how to use the damn internet correctly. But yeah, if you're commenting on something, it doesn't matter if you don't like it, if you don't agree with it, whatever, whatever, you can simply just scroll by or block it. And then guess what? The algorithm won't have it pop up on your feed anymore. But if you're writing the comment, if you're messaging people, it's going to show up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's just an excuse. That whole, oh, wow, you posted on a public platform. No, 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 no. Babe, you wanted some attention. And, I mean, you got it. You know, you got your attention. You got your little 3 minutes of somebody paying attention to you. So, congratulations, you know? It also really grinds my gears when people are like, oh, I don't want to work, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. Bitch, being a stay-at-home mom is fucking work. What you mean? Like, you're just not getting an actual paycheck for it. You're not getting paid for it. Like, literally, you're working 24/7 for your family. You are just not getting a paycheck. You're a housekeeper, a child care provider, a cook, an accountant, a chauffeur, and, like, much more. What you mean to say is that you don't want to work for someone outside of your home. You want to be able to, you know, create your own schedule or whatever, sort of, because, again, being a stay-at-home mom is work, especially if you have children. You are now abiding by your children's schedule, whether they are babies or they're in school, and your, you know, significant other if you have a partner, but you still have a schedule, you know, you just have a little more control over said schedule, you know what I mean? And you're not, you don't have a boss, so to speak, like a W-2, like you can't get fired from, you know, being a mom. So, you know, you aren't working outside of the home. What you mean to say is that you don't want to work for someone outside of your home. You want to work for your man and you know, your children if you have them or whatever. But to say that you want to be a stay-at-home mom and you don't want to work, baby, unless you're rich and you have like nannies and house managers or whatever, your house is your job and you're working 24/7, okay? Like, the job never ends. It's so insulting and ass backwards because it just literally fuels the fire of, oh, stay-at-home moms don't do shit and they have it so easy because they don't have to go to work. They don't have a W-2 or a 1099 job. So, like, just stop. you know? Realistically, if people focus more on the things that would actually change shit for everyone, like, you know, the government, because they are not for the people. I don't care what side you're on. Those rich, out of touch, two steps away from the grave ass people in office are not for the people, okay? They're here to tax the shit out of you and get you to pay for whatever it is that they don't want to pay for, which is literally everything. Like, anything and everything that the people are paying for, you know, one way or another. And everyone is so engulfed in writing think pieces about other people on the internet that they aren't even paying attention to the real problems on how they could actually fix shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's the freaking founding fathers that are running the world right now, and everyone's clamoring around, beating each other with sticks, instead of focusing on the real problem.
2022 has been all about celebrating our newfound self-awareness and making positive change, something this podcast works hard to do every day. Audible helps make space for what matters to you. It's a destination for your wellness, whether you're looking to soul search, be inspired, work towards new goals, unwind, or simply be entertained. I've certainly had time this year to figure out what truly makes me happy, and well, we all know I love Audible. I talk about them all the time. I solved my reading problem with Audible over 4 years ago, and it's been amazing. It's perfect because they offer books that are narrated by professional voice actors and sometimes the authors themselves. You can listen while driving, cooking, cleaning, or doing anything else that you need your hands free for. It's like having a personal assistant who reads to you whenever you want. Think Diddy and his umbrella-holding manservant, but with books. With the new update, they have podcasts, sleep meditations, and more. There really is something for everyone, and the best part is, it doesn't cost you anything to start. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today at audibletrial.com/theawkwardmomstage and get 30 days and your first book free. All of their books are DRM free, which means they aren't locking them away from other devices, even if your subscription expires or you cancel. You can still keep and access all the books you've already purchased. Just download them again from anywhere, anytime. There's over 180,000 titles available to choose from, and that number just keeps growing. Visit audibletrial.com/theawkwardmomstage to get started on your reading list today. Now back to the show.
So anyway, enough about my rant about annoying people on the internet's excuses to talk shit. Let's get into the real nitty-gritty of this That Girl trend. Now, I've even talked about that girl trend before, you know, on the podcast and in past episode or two, I believe. But nowadays, it's hard to scroll through social media without stumbling upon the iconic That Girl lifestyle. You know what I mean? You know, you wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. I think I've even seen, like, as early as, like, 4:45 a.m., which is, like, unless you're caring for a sick child or a pet or a loved one or something, or you work in, like, the medical field, or you're a police officer or a firefighter or something, or an EMT and you work on an overnight shift, or you're a Japanese businessman, like, why the fuck are you up at 4:45 a.m.? Like, what's happening? But anyway, you know, you're drinking the green juice and you're going to the gym or doing Pilates or whatever, and then you got your beautiful breakfast plate with probably some sort of avocado toast or avocado on it or something, and the perfectly curated Instagram feed showcasing meticulously organized desks and color coordinated wardrobes and neutral everything or white everything and super organized fridge and pantry and bullet journals brimming with productivity. Like, it's all too easy to get swept up in the allure of this seemingly flawless existence. It all looks great online, but when you take a step back and really look and dissect what it truly means to be productive and organized versus, you know, falling prey to the That Girl trend, you can see first, a lot of these girls don't have regular 9-to-5s. Okay, like, they're either like full-time influencers, they work for themselves, or they're like kids, you know, so they don't have like, they have like a regular job or whatever, or they're in college or whatever, and somebody else is footing the bill, or they're rich. Like, that's really just the long and short of it. They, you know, have the opportunity or the privilege to be able to live that life. It's not like they're not regular Joes, you know, working a 9-to-5 or working 7 days a week. So that's first and foremost for that. They have the time. Also, productivity and organization are deeply personal concepts. So what works for one person may not work for another person. Productivity isn't about conforming to a certain aesthetic or like mimicking someone else's routine. It's about finding what methods and systems align with your unique strengths, preferences, and your daily schedule. If you have a regular job, or even if you own a business, your day-to-day isn't going to look the same as an influencer's day or another business owner's day, especially if you aren't a 21-year-old. Like, if you have a family or you have kids or whatever, because you have different jobs and different lives at the end of the day, it's all going to be different. Now, that's not to say that you can't curate your life. You can't have the neutral, beautifully curated container store aesthetic that you're reaching for, but it does say that your life is not going to look like someone else's unless you're like single white female in it, you know, like it's not going to be samesies. Being organized is not about having a picture perfect workspace or a color-coded agenda necessarily. It's about creating a system that allows you to effectively manage your tasks and priorities. It's about finding a balance between structure and flexibility that also empowers you to navigate through life's inevitable twists and turns while also being able to have fun and have some relaxation as well, to add in a hobby or two that you enjoy. So, you know, life isn't all about work and that's it. Because honestly, if you're so focused on curating that perfect that girl scene, when you're, you know, when are you actually having fun? Between the creating this picture perfect setting and then capturing it on film or in photos and then posting about the stuff online and then making sure that it fits a certain aesthetic while also making sure you have the right hashtags and the post times and the filters and all that, like, where is the actual fun, you know? Now, while there's nothing wrong with striving for personal growth and self-improvement, obviously a certain aesthetic you want to have in your life, it's crucial to differentiate between genuine aspirations and superficial trends. Like, if you want to add a gym routine in your life, then that's perfectly fine. If you have a certain color scheme or aesthetic that works for you, like, I love a good neutral, okay? I love black, white, nude, beige, you know, all the stuff that a lot of people hate, including my husband, who loves color. Like, the man is a color king at heart, okay? He has bright neon colors on lock, you know? And that's okay. Clearly opposites attract. But, you know, that is something that you can have in your life. You know, maybe you want to eat healthier. That's great. You want to incorporate more sleep or wake up a little earlier to get things done or have some quiet time before the kids or your significant other wakes up or whatever. Wonderful. All perfectly healthy and normal things that you would want to do. Now, the danger lies in chasing an image rather than pursuing authentic fulfillment. Falling into the that girl trap can lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt as we compare ourselves to unrealistic standards perpetuated by social media, hustle culture, toxic positivity. Just trying to curate this picture perfect life can be dangerous and lead you to depression, anxiety, and loneliness if you aren't doing it for the right reasons and you aren't implementing it in the right ways and you're just simply striving for perfection and for who at the end of the day, you know? Everyone has bad days, sad days, and mad days. You have to remember that behind every perfectly staged photo lies a complex and multifaceted individual. What we see on social media is literally just a highlight reel, unless it is a truly candid moment, just like in the moment, like, you know, those videos of people falling or whatever, or the birth videos online of spontaneous labor, for example, like that can't be curated, you know what I'm saying? But the other stuff we're seeing, it's been carefully curated to project a certain image. You're more than likely looking at a photo or a video that's been taken or recorded multiple times. It's been edited. It's been the best filter has been picked and everything else to, you know, incorporate that perfect that girl lifestyle and aesthetic.
Here on the Awkward Mom Stage, we're all about a self-love queen, which is why I'm so excited to be partnering with Vush, a self-love and wellness brand all about encouraging us to prioritize ourselves and challenging us to self-love for 30 days. Vush says self-love is productive. It lowers stress levels, improves sleep quality, it's a mood booster, and promotes physical health. Vush sent me the cute little Express 2 to try, and this baby gives you powerful suction that you can mix and match with 40 different patterns and levels. Ladies, it's definitely going to redefine your self-care days. Wink, wink. It has magnetic USB charging, it's discreet and waterproof, so it's perfect in the bath or shower. It's a cute little pink vibe that comes with a cute matching carry bag. It's time to prioritize yourself and take the Vush I Come First 30-Day Challenge. Don't wait to elevate your self-care routine. Use code VUSH50 for 50% off your Express 2 today. That's code VUSH50. Click the link in the show notes to start your self-love challenge today. Now let's get back to the show.
So, how can we navigate the murky waters of productivity and organization without succumbing to the pressures of the that girl trend? First and foremost, you have to embrace imperfection. Life is messy, okay? And that's fine. That's okay. It's normal. You have to embrace the chaos, the setbacks, the moments of vulnerability. True growth stems from embracing our flaws and learning from our mistakes. Then we have to prioritize authenticity. You don't strive to fit into someone else's mold. Stop focusing so much on what Samantha's doing, okay? And focus on what you're doing, what you like, what interests you instead. Stop focusing on what strangers or even people you know or that are in your life that think something is cool or not cool or okay or fun or whatever. Do what you want to do. Cultivate a lifestyle that reflects your values, passions, and aspirations, because your journey is unique and that's what makes it beautiful. And also, it's your life. You're going to be the one living it. So you need to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things don't go according to plan. And remember that productivity is not a race, because again, it's tailored to you. It's a lifelong journey of self-discovery and growth that's personalized to you, because it's literally about you and what makes things easier and more enjoyable for you. Let's strive to redefine productivity and organization on our own terms. Let's resist the temptation to conform to fleeting trends and instead embrace the messy, beautiful journey of becoming our most authentic selves. I mean, there's been so many new trends that have popped up in the last, I don't know, couple months. It's hard to keep up with at this point. And why would you want to half the time? Just pick something that you like and just go with that. You know what I'm saying? That in itself will help you with imposter syndrome, because you can't feel like an imposter if you're living your truth to begin with. You know what I mean? The imposter is the person that's trying to tell you how to live your life, or that you should be living it according to their plan or their view on life. And that's not what we want. And it won't make you happy because it's not authentic to you. I think that also helps me in my journey to overcome imposter syndrome, actually, because I'm living to be authentically me. You know what I mean? I can't be an imposter of my own hopes and dreams, you know, of the life that I want to live for myself. I feel like an imposter when I'm trying to be someone I'm not, and when I'm trying to mold myself to fit in someone else's view on, you know, perfection, and that in itself is just like, it's never gonna work. I won't be able to sustain that in the long run anyway. So yeah, I think that's it for me in this episode today. I'm running out of breath. I'm almost 30 weeks pregnant now, so your girl's getting bigger. Things are getting tighter and heavier and rounder. You know what I mean? Until next time, remember to stay true to yourself and keep pursuing your passions one imperfect step at a time. Being that girl for you should really just be about being truly happy in the choices that you make daily, making sure the changes you're making are for you and no one else, and creating a productive life that fits your needs. That's it for this episode. I hope you all have a great Friday or whichever day you're listening to this. I hope y'all are continuing to do better in the mental health department. And if not, I hope this episode helps you feel a little more normal and a little less chaotic. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. And remember, it's okay to take time for yourself and focus on your well-being. Self-care is not selfish. As always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and your continued support. Please, if you can, leave a review on the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. You can just leave 5 stars on Apple. You don't even have to type words if that's not your thing. But it helps me show up more on podcasting platforms so more listeners can find me. Screenshot this episode and share. Tag me at the Awkward Mom Stage on Instagram or at Awkward Mom Stage on Twitter, so I know you listened and enjoyed today's show. I'll reshare and shout you out on the podcast as a thank you. And if you'd like to donate to the show to help with behind the scenes, or you just want to buy this hot mess mama a coffee, click the support the show link. If you have topics you want me to cover or someone you think should be a guest on the show, send me a DM or an email and let me know. Until next week, y'all, always remember you're beautiful. Bye.
After everything the world has been going through lately, I know being alone with your thoughts can be an isolating feeling, especially the stay-at-home parent gang. Sorry, but your dog isn't interested in giving you life advice. But as someone who has seen the extreme depths of depression, postpartum depression, anxiety, and stress myself, it can and often will allow those intrusive thoughts and negativity to consume you. After going through an extremely tough year, dealing with a miscarriage, loss, and so much more, today's sponsor, BetterHelp, definitely came to my rescue, and they're here to help you too. BetterHelp has customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to leave your house or see anyone on camera if you don't want to. There's a broad range of expertise on BetterHelp, and with over 20,000 plus therapists in their network, it's so easy to find the right therapist for you. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. You schedule your secure video or phone sessions, and you can exchange unlimited messages with your therapist anytime. I've used BetterHelp for over 3 years. It was definitely helpful when I moved to a new state and knew absolutely no one. When I needed a new therapist but couldn't leave because of lockdown, BetterHelp was there. Those unlimited texts to my therapist came in handy. Everything you share is completely confidential, and you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. So many people are already using BetterHelp that they are currently recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/awkwardmomstage. That's betterhelp.com/awkwardmomstage. The link is in the show notes. Mental health is so important, and so are you. If you feel that you need help with more than just figuring out who you are, or if you just need someone to talk to, BetterHelp makes it easy to find a therapist that's right for you. Thanks for joining me this week on the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Make sure to visit our Instagram page at the Awkward Mom Stage, where you can follow and find information on next week's show, updates for the podcast, behind the scenes clips, and more. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. While you're at it, if you're enjoying the show, I'd appreciate it so much if you rate the show on iTunes or share this podcast with a friend. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. I hope you have an awesome week. Always remember, you're beautiful. Network.